The governor was asked during a radio program if he promised high-dollar contributors to his recently announced PAC access to himself, his wife, and policy experts. McAuliffe said he did not approve the fundraising solicitation by his aides. He was also asked to respond to a letter sent to him by Senator Chap Peterson, who asked the governor to strengthen two ethics bills passed by lawmakers. McAuliffe said he had not reviewed the bills nor read the letter, but says he's been vocal about the issue and took a major step by limiting gifts to himself, his family, and staff to $100.
I've taken it to the furthest level you can take it myself. I encourage the General Assembly to take similar action. Obviously, they were not willing to go as far as I was willing to go on this, but I do want to see the final bill. But we've got to have transparency. And as I say, a $100 gift ban, I did what I said I would do. Within an hour of being sworn in, I signed executive order number 2.
One ethics bill places a $250 annual cap on gifts that any one lobbyist can give to an official. Peterson not only seeks to have that amount lowered, but also wants lawmakers to ask for permission prior to accepting free travel gifts that exceed this amount. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.